Speaking of reopening or opening or things that are open or that are closed, we have state legislator Jim Durkin with us right now. He is the House Minority Leader. And I would like to understand, Leader Durkin, what your position, what the Republican position is on the opening of the state and the protocols that were let by the governor in his press conference this week. Do you think it's enough? It's not fast enough? It's too fast? What are your thoughts?
No, it doesn't work. It's not a question of fast or too slow. It just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. And today I was involved with a press conference, and I talked about one area in particular that is very important to all of us. That's the hospitality industry, bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. They are shut. They are only allowed to be able to provide curb service. And right now, restaurants are down to 15% of what they normally would do. They can't manage. I think it's important for people to put numbers in perspective. Before the stay-at-home order, there were 594,000 bar restaurant jobs in Illinois. Since then, we have lost 321,000 of those jobs because of the stay-at-home order. And the governor's plan yesterday says that the earliest date that he would get back to opening up restaurants under a limited circumstance would be June 27th of this year. So I received calls from large and small restaurateurs last night. Some of them are large restaurant corporations. Mm-hmm. June 27th, can't work. They will be filing for bankruptcy. And right now we have 55% of the 26,000 restaurants in the state of Illinois have been placed on that are temporarily closed. These are real numbers that are going to collapse as everything else is collapsed in front of us. I've asked the governor that we have to do more. We cannot, and I want to be perfectly clear. I agreed with the stay-at-home order, but I've told the governor that, yes, our priority is the health of people in Illinois, but the economic fabric of the state is collapsing before our eyes. And to say that we can't manage and walk and chew gum at the same time is just wrong. We are in a beyond a panic mode right now, and the governor cannot live by these arbitrary dates that he has set up under his phase-in plan, ones that will destroy middle Illinois and a lot of family businesses that have been passed down from generations unless we involve ourselves, meaning the legislature involves ourselves in this process. The state has been run by executive order since the beginning of May. I have a responsibility to the people of Illinois as great, if not as close to the governor. I have a constitutional obligation to prepare budgets, to pass laws for the governor to execute on. So we have one person who's running the state, and it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the restaurants here first. I totally understand that. I my family, and me personally have been involved in the restaurant industry for a long time in one way or another. The question that I think a lot of restaurateurs have is if they do reopen, if they do take the risk of rolling the dice and reopening and bringing people back, especially if they took the PPP loans, will there be customers? If people don't feel safe going to the restaurants, that could be just as bad a disaster as keeping them closed. At least if they're kept closed, there might be another federal relief package available that seemed to be working on that in Washington.
Well, a lot of the restaurants did not get PPP. I do know that if we have to give the restaurants an opportunity, and without getting into detail, the National Restaurant Association has set forward a very thorough protocol about how to run your business in these times. We have to give those restaurants and bar restaurants a fighting chance. And if we wait until possibly, as the governor said, the end of June is when there would be at least, the earliest you would consider, or the latest you consider opening up restaurants. The business model doesn't work anymore. And these large and small restaurants will have to shut their doors permanently. And that's going to put not only those people who are currently employed, but we're going to get into the people who work in the corporate office, the management, and then you will have the beginning of the bankruptcy filings with restaurants, as many other industries have experienced. Restaurants in the hospitality industry take up 10% of the workforce in Illinois. And instead of saying, let's work with you and see if there is a way for you to be able to function, then let's do it. But to just summarily say that, we're not going to do our best to do what we should be doing, and that is balancing the health and safety of the health of people in Illinois, but also maintaining at least some type of economic integrity that small business owners have maintained for so many years. Well, we're at a point we're going to lose it. We are not, this is, I'm not making up, these numbers are for real. And if the governor is going to hold firm to this executive order, we are going to see a disaster of epic proportions within the business community.
Okay, and I want to go back and just explain a little bit about what that executive order is, or at least what the protocols are that he laid out yesterday.
That's his plan. It's planned. It hasn't been treated to an executive order, and I think I need to be able to.
Yeah.
That this is the governor's plan. Yeah. But if he turns this into an executive order, that means that he has bypassed the legislature again. And I'm not complaining about the past executive orders, but we're at a point right now where the governor needs to engage the legislature on these important issues instead of just issuing the executive order and then saying, you know what, that was an oversight, it messed up, and I need to modify it. We don't do,
Now, I just want to understand, Jim, and we're talking to State Representative Jim Durkin, who's the House Minority Leader. If I understand it properly, we have the executive order in place right now that keeps everything essentially closed, other than what was just open on May 1st until the end of May 29th, I believe it is, right? And then after that, there is no firm guidance. There have just been these suggestions in this thing that has been released this week, where we have these five phases, and we're in phase two right now. Phase four would be the place where the restaurants open again, but that's not hard and fast. That's based on these other protocols that would be coming into play here, which is you'd have to be in the second phase of a reduction of cases and new cases and deaths. There's sort of like a top half and bottom half of those reductions. So you have to see two more weeks of reduction. And that's where you're getting into it. So it would be like the 2 weeks starting on the 29th and then the 2 weeks. And that's how we get to the 26th number. But my understanding is that's not hard and fast. I hope you're right. I hope that it is not, and that it is that we can get beyond that, because if by the first week of June, the restaurants are still going to have this problem. I mean, I know that 2 and 3 weeks can make a difference. I don't want to mitigate that. I don't want to minimize it. That's absolutely true. But the fact is that a lot of these restaurants already have a problem. Are you suggesting that it's going to be different downstate, or is there a preference amongst Republican legislators to open up the downstate stuff faster because they seem to be less impacted at the moment?
Look, but for a couple counties, the rest of downstate really has little or no COVID cases, and that was one of the reasons why I asked the governor to reinstate elective surgeries and procedures, because the hospitals downstate weren't receiving any COVID patients. So let's get back to doctors doing their business. I've got a very diverse caucus. I have some members who filed lawsuits who are not experiencing the same things that we experience up here. I have problems in my district, but I also know that if we are going to just focus on the health without trying to save our economy, we haven't done our job. And up here, look, everybody wants to have, they want to have their cake and eat it too. Everybody says we have to, and I understand this. I come from that under my roof. We want to be able to keep people safe, but we want to be able to try to get at least some type of getting back into some sense of normalcy that is done in a well-thought-out, safe, healthy manner.
Right.
That's all I can ask for. But I got to give the restaurants a fighting chance. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I hear for the restaurateurs, too, is that it's all a rock and a hard place. Nobody asked for this. This is the first time that we're going through this in this kind of an economic environment, where we have a digital economic environment. We have a bricks and mortar economic environment, and parts of the economy can stay alive, thank God. And others, you know, are unfortunately falling victim hard to these restrictions that are in place. And the question is, will there be some sort of economic bailout or at least forbearance that is going to be given to these businesses so that they can stay in operation? Because you don't want to have all of these storefronts going out simultaneously. And then, you know, what happens to them and how do we start back up? And to me, I brought this up at the very beginning, Jim, and I want to leave you with one more shot at this. What do we do if people don't show up at these restaurants after we've opened them up and we try to keep them alive? Is there a plan for that governmentally?
No, we can't go that far ahead. I'm looking at we are living in a day-by-day, week-by-week situation. But I do know that if we do not make the necessary adjustments for the hospitality industry to give them a fighting chance to keep their doors open and to put people back into the kitchen and the front part of the restaurant, they will never, their doors will be closed forever. So I can't predict the future. But what I do know is that we are a very sophisticated society that has been able to do many things under the worst of circumstances. And for us to say that we're just going to say, well, I'm sorry to the restaurants and the hospitality industry, you're just going to have to wait until the end of June or the beginning of July before we consider giving you a limited openings to go back to the public. I don't know how we do that. People's attitudes are going to change, but I do know that I'm not going to turn my back on this industry. And that is the reason, and one of the major statements that I made today at the press conference. And we need to go back to work in Springfield because there's more than just one person who runs the state. We have co-equal branches of government.
Representative, thank you very much. Representative Jim Durkin.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate it.